Falcon 4, the Daughter of the Desert. Thundar City was no longer free. The once pulsing metropolis, the heart of planet Thundar, had fallen firmly under the grip of the DEC and the vast economic empire of Clown Incorporated. The people called it the Clown Empire. Its garish logos and silent enforcers sprawled across every district, every avenue, and every home. Surveillance was constant, trust was rare, and whispers of rebellion were quickly extinguished. Cal Pharos, once the fearless sword-wielding vigilante Kestrel, had abandoned the path of a warrior. He was now seen in neon-lit clubs, yachts on the Thundar Sea, and the penthouse boardrooms of Clown Incorporated, flaunting his billions as a young playboy. His mansion still loomed high in the rich quarter, but his honor was buried in champagne glasses. The South Bank apartment was crowded that night. In the four-bedroom flat, Rhonda Ree moved between the kitchen and living room, her round glasses catching the light as she carried Myra's blanket. The little girl had fallen asleep in the shared children's room with baby Solari, leaving the adults in uneasy quiet. On the couch, Pharos sat with his head low, sweat dripping at the thought of his own lost destiny. Beside him, his aunt Rita Pharos, once the fiery Shikon, leaned back in her chair, arms crossed. Across from them, Flint Pharos sat smirking in a leather jacket, his presence as suffocating as a snake in the room. Falcon the Fourth has been announced, Flint said, voice dripping with satisfaction. According to DEC surveillance, she's been sighted in the Thundar Desert. A young single female of 22. She carries the ring of Falcon, and she comes from the Warrior Dames. The words sank like stones. Rhonda froze in the doorway, clutching Myra's blanket tighter. Pharos looked up sharply, his jaw tight. How can there be a Falcon Fourth, he demanded, when I'm still alive? Rita turned her eyes toward him, green and solemn. The ring does not wait for the will of men, Pharos. It chooses. Always. Even if the bearer still breathes. Pharos shook his head, anger and disbelief rising. But I am Falcon the Third. The ring can't simply pass me over. Flint chuckled, cutting him off. Apparently, it can. Seems the ring thinks you're finished. Dead weight. Maybe it got tired of waiting for you to fight again. Rita's voice sharpened. Careful, Flint. But the venom in his grin only deepened. Don't waste your breath protecting him, Auntie. The DEC already has this girl marked. And Mr. Clown, he leaned forward. Mr. Clown plans to find her before any of you can. A heavy silence fell. Pharos' fists trembled, not from fear, but from helplessness. Rhonda stepped in quietly, resting a hand on his shoulder. Pharos, she whispered, if there truly is a new Falcon, then she might be the only hope left for Thundar. From the children's room came the soft sound of Solari stirring in her crib. Myra murmured in her sleep. The weight of the moment pressed down on all of them. Somewhere across the burning sands, under the watch of merciless stars, a young woman had taken up the ring of Falcon. Whether she was a savior or another pawn in Clown's empire remained to be seen. And Pharos, still alive yet stripped of the title that defined him, could only ask himself the same haunting question. What am I, if not Falcon anymore?